This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And with us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio is Mark Landon Smith from Arts Live to talk about the next production from Arts Live Theater, which is The Jungle Book.
Which is The Jungle Book, yes. You know, The Jungle Book is very special to me because it was the first movie my parents took me to see in 1972 at the drive-in.
Really?
In Jonesboro, Arkansas, at the Skyview Drive-In. So The Jungle Book has always had a very, very special place in my heart. So.
And that was the animated. Yes,
the Disney version, which is what we're doing. We're doing a shortened version of the Disney film, and it has all your favorite songs in it. I Want to Be Like You and
Bare Necessities.
Yes, so we're looking forward to it. We got 32 kids that are in the cast, and it's going to be at the York Ballroom starting May 19th. It's part of the Artisphere with the Walton Arts Center, so or at least we're listed in their their events. So
what, I imagine there's some pretty cool costumes.
There are Faye Alter, who is...
Say no more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's a fantastic costumer. And she's doing all of our costumes for us. And we're doing things that are specifically representative of the characters. Like, for instance, for like Ka, the snake, which is being played by Haley Self. Instead of having like a snake costume, we have her dressed like an Indian princess who has a snake puppet on one of her hands. And so things are kind of like Julie Taymor with The Lion King, where you can see the actor, but you still see the representation of the animal that they're playing. So, yeah, and Faye Alter's doing a fantastic job, as always.
Now, your cast is probably what ages?
They range in age from 6 to 18. So it's a big range of ages.
Now, there's been a version of The Jungle Book since that animated version, right?
There was a live action version a few years ago, I think.
Okay. But have many members of your cast seen the animated version?
They have, and of course, and if they haven't, they all know the songs, especially Bare Necessities is their favorite. But yeah, everyone came into the show very familiar with at least the songs, if not the story itself. And this particular version, there's not a lot of dialogue in it. It's almost completely sung through, which is a big challenge for our actors. But of course, they are stepping up and meeting it.
You know, I've never read the Rudyard Kipling.
I haven't either.
And so I have no idea. My whole basis is that movie.
Mine too. It's kind of like the animated version of Rikki Tikki Tavi. I never read that version, as literature, but that's the only basis I have for that. And the same thing here with The Jungle Book too.
What about the set?
The set is being done by Zee Krump. And if anyone is familiar with her work, she is brilliant. She has Zee Studios or Studio Zee here in Fayetteville. She's an incredible artist, an incredible muralist, and she's been doing our sets this entire season and just does remarkable work. And so we use a recyclable program at Arts Live to where when I look at the season and we start pulling our shows together, we look at it from the perspective of how can we recycle our sets and our costumes as much as possible so we are not reinventing the wheel each time we do something. So, and she's excellent at doing that. So we have a jungle set that's coming up. We're taking the columns that are in the ballroom and making those into palm trees. So it's going to be very environmental, the set itself. So the audience, when they come in, are going to feel like they are in the jungle.
And how long have you guys been rehearsing?
We started rehearsing about 4 weeks ago. So we have about 8 weeks of rehearsal, 7.5 to 8 weeks of rehearsal total. So we start our run-throughs actually next week. So with
such a large cast and kind of a broad age range of actors, is that a bit of a challenge dealing with so many people and then just different ages?
Well, we also have stage managers and assistant directors who help us. And I have Erin Hagar, who's our professional assistant director for this particular show. And she's a tremendous help because I have so much to do in directing the show. It's kind of hard for me to keep an eye on everything. So she's very helpful with that support.
Which is more of a challenge, directing dialogue or directing music?
For myself, neither is more challenging than the other.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's just part of the package. So, no. And especially when you're doing something like Jungle Book, you're not really having to teach the music from scratch. They come in already informed about the music. They had been listening to it. And so it's not as though you're having to teach a completely new song.
Is there any challenge for you when you first start to not hear Phil Harris's voice singing Bare Necessities?
No, not really, because we go into it with a clean slate and letting the kids create their own versions of it, their own interpretations. I mean, we help them mold it, but we really want them to make it their own and not just be imitating someone else's. interpretation. So
May 19th
through the 22nd at the UWOC Ballroom. We have shows on Thursday night, May 19th at 7, Friday night at 7, Saturday at 2 o'clock and 7 p.m. And then also we will have a 2 p.m. Sunday show. This is also going to be a part of the Fayetteville Fringe Theater Festival that's being produced by Ceramic Cal, Arts Live, and Theater Squared. So all of that's going to be happening all at the same time. So.
And if people want to know more about Arts Live,
you go to artslivetheater.com. We also have our summer classes coming up. We've got a great slate of summer camps. Every month, we're offering something for grades or ages of 5 to 18 in different sections. So you can go to artslivetheater.com and find out all that information. You can buy tickets online, and also you can download our summer program form.
And don't you usually have a summer production?
We do, and this year we're doing we did a summer production a few years ago of High School Musical, mm-hmm. and this year we're doing Fiddler on the Roof, and so we have auditions coming for that in early June. So
Fiddler on the Roof,
which goes up in August. Yeah.
That's ambitious.
So it is very ambitious.
I'm not telling you anything you don't know there.
I know, but we're looking forward to it, and we're very excited about bringing it to Fayetteville.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.